Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Across the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and shoots!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake Accounting, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot. And yes, we're all set to go with another edition of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you, Coach, for coming in for your show today. And as we, I believe this is going to be our last Mel Pearson Show for a couple of weekends, and then we'll be able to talk about what happened at the Great Lakes Invitational in a couple of weeks. That'll be the next action, and this is our first week to have a break since we got going this year.
Well, and it might be for you, Dirk, but the players, but I know we'll be busy recruiting, and you know, you're already thinking about the GLI. You're already trying to plan your lines and practice times. You know, you're trying to figure out how to get your team in shape after being gone for 10 days. How are you going to get them in shape in 3 days, basically, but not wear them out because you got to play games. So, like I said, in the recruiting, you know, I'll be on the road starting Thursday again. And so we get, say, first weekend off, from games. But there's a lot going on. And this time of year is a busy time of year. There's a lot of good hockey games for us to go out on the road and do some recruiting and take advantage of that time. So I'm sure I'll get Christmas Day off, though, I think. So, anyway, it's a busy time, but still, it's nice. I think it's really good for the players. To more mentally than anything, to get some time away. And physically, I think it's coming at a good time. We're pretty banged up the last couple of weeks. I didn't want to say much and make excuses or whatnot, but we've got a lot of guys hurting. And in fact, we had two guys who couldn't complete the game on Saturday. You know, in the third period, they really didn't play. And we had another guy who, you know, got through it, but, you know, it's good because if we had practice this week, he might not be practicing the whole week. So we're really, like I said, we're physically pretty beaten up. And that happens from not getting the weekends off and their travel, you know, in Huntsville, to Fairbanks, to Lansing, to Big Rapids, to the Sioux, you name it. We did a lot of traveling this first semester. So I can't wait for the second semester, though. The schedule's it's tough, but we're not traveling as much. And that's a good and bad thing because we played so well on the road. Right. But as I told you, the beauty of it is the league has a mandated that we wear our away jerseys, supposedly our away jerseys, the black jerseys, at home the second half. So maybe that's the deal. Maybe it's just those jerseys. So so we'll spin it anywhere we can. But good to be with you this morning.
Well, it's what are your thoughts, Coach? Because the question that keeps coming up with me, to me, I should say, in the last couple of days has been, is this long break, which is not really any longer than we usually have, but right, is this break before the Great Lakes Invitational going to hurt us, or is it going to help us?
Well, it you know, I'll put the positive spin. I think it'll help. Like I said, mentally and physically, we need it. I don't know if you need 10 days because you need a few days, but once you get into that, you know, more than a week, then you can start to lose, you know, some of your conditioning. Having said that, you look at a guy like Dylan Stamen this weekend who, you know, has not played since really October 1st. Mm-hmm. And he came in this weekend, and I thought he hung in there really well back-to-back games. Now, he's been skating a little bit, but not a lot because he had a thumb injury, and he couldn't really do anything with a stick, and they didn't want him on the ice for like 6 weeks. So he missed a lot, and in a short period of time, he's looked pretty good. So having said that, a guy like Alex Patan, when things are going in the net for you, you want to keep playing. You know, Tyler Heinonen, he's playing really well. You want to keep playing. Jamie Phillips, I thought, had a great weekend. You know, you want to keep playing. So there's some guys who I'm sure would like to keep playing and rather have the time off.
What about face-offs for Dylan Steinmann comes in playing center, of course, with that upper body injury, always a concern with that. And he looked pretty good. I know he was 9-8 on Friday night. I didn't see what he was ended up being on Saturday night. Looks like 6-5. So,
About the same. Yeah,
he was hanging in there.
He was. And, you know, as he gets on the ice more and gets stronger, makes that injury stronger like he should the next 10 days, he'll be better. And he had to rely on a couple different methods in the faceoffs, not so much trying to get him with a stick, but, you know, trying to get the other guy's stick and kick it with his foot and have the other guys come in and help. So, but I told him, if you can't take the faceoffs, Dylan, have one of the other guys do it. And we made sure that those guys practiced last few weeks in faceoffs. So in case Dylan couldn't take him, someone else could. And you always want a couple guys who can take a faceoff in any situation. So this weekend, I think I had Joel Esperance. I put him out on the ice in a couple situations just to take the faceoff in our own zone. So you have to know, stats are good like that. You have to know who's on that night on faceoffs and who's beating who, too. I mean, it's just not, you know, beating the same guy. One guy might give you a problem all night and, you know, clean everybody else. So you got to make sure you know who you're going up against. But no, Dylan was good. He was really good this weekend. I thought long and hard about playing him back-to-back games just because of the conditioning purposes. But I thought he, you know, might have played better Saturday than he did on Friday.
I agree. I mean, to me, and I told you this after the game on Friday night, but all weekend long, maybe because I was paying more attention to him, but it seemed like he really made a difference right away. I noticed something different about our team with him back in the lineup.
Well, he's a penalty killer number one, one of your best ones. He's good on faceoffs, very dependable defensively in your zone. You know, offensively, skates so well. You know, when he gets a puck, he hits the holes and he finds, you know, open ice. And when he gets it, he's strong. He's strong on the puck, you know. And it was good having him back, no question. I see going forward with him back in, I really like our lines. You know, he could have been the missing piece, so to speak, this earlier in the year for our team. And now, once we get him back in there and get some other guys going, I think we're going to be pretty darn good.
Well, let's take a look at Friday night's game. It was a 1-1 overtime tie. Both goals coming in the first period. First goal of the game came off the stick of Matt McArdle from the point. Beat Jamie Phillips, Austin McKay, and JT Henke get the assist.
Watson here is Watson back in after it. Takes a hit. Kind of got a stick caught on the board there. It looked like a little bit awkwardly. And the play back deep inside the Michigan Tech zone. McArdle from the point score. Oh, Jamie was screened in front that time.
Well, Coach, it did look like from our angle that Jamie didn't get a good look at that one.
Yeah, you know, when you watch a video back, I'm not sure he doesn't get a good look at it. I think it's a pretty good shot. I know we had a guy going out to block it. When you go out to block it, you got to make sure you block it. Otherwise, you can be screening the goalie. And I thought we just did a poor job on that. And we did a pretty good job for the game and even the next night. You know, we had a couple guys get hit in the hand with pucks, but they're a little sore because of that. But we really concentrated on blocking shots this past weekend. And I think it showed up in the game. But the first goal, not a very good effort blocking the shot. And we didn't do a good job in the corner. It's a man-on-man type situation. We backed off a little bit, and they got a chance to throw the puck to the point. And when you go out there, like I said, you got to make sure you line up with where the release point is. A lot of times you're going out to the point, and you just happen to be looking at the guy, or you're not really aware of where the net is behind you in comparison to where he's going to release the puck. And you got to make sure you get in that alley. And I thought we did a much better job this weekend. We just didn't do a real good job in that goal.
And that made it 1-0 at the 5:54 mark of the first period. Huskies come back, though, less than a minute later at 8:39 of the first period. Alex Patan gets his 8th of the season.
After it now, there will be no icing here. Back to pick it up is Aiden Wright. Takes a hit. Play in the left wing corner of the Lake State zone. Huskies toward the shot towards the net. Patan will shoot. Scores! Alex Patan with a great goal! Off of the rebound, Hannah will get an assist, I believe. 13:21 left to go in the first period. It's a 1-1 hockey game.
Well, Alex Patan looking good all weekend long. Shane Hannah, Malcolm Gould get the assist at the 6:39 mark, and that was a nice goal, Coach.
Oh, it was a great goal, and I mean, a lot of good things happened on that goal. First, we finished a check in the corner. We dumped the puck in on the forecheck. Actually, Patan went in, finished the check, separated their player from the puck. Malcolm Gould came in and was right on the play there, picked up the loose puck, threw it to the point. And we talked about when we got it to the point that we had to shoot the puck quicker. They have a little different defensive style than most teams. They collapse four guys, and they have one guy that sort of plays between the two defensemen, sort of plays right in the middle of them. So if you get that puck, a lot of times you want to shoot it right away. Having said that, you have to have people in front of the net if he's going to shoot it quickly. So on this goal, particular goal, went back to Cliff instead of going D to D, which, you know, we do a lot. He just shot it, which we had talked about. It did get blocked, but Alex Patan, after he finished check, went to the net. Rebound came up to in the high slot, showed good patience, found a shooting angle, made the goalie move, and shot it across the goalie's body. And, you know, that was a big goal for us. It was a good response because it wasn't how long after, Dirk?
Yeah, not even a minute.
Not even a minute. So. Mm-hmm.